So let's review. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Daled cited the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Afila shar pita b'yayin v'yesh b'kadei l'tzarev k'zayis chayiv. If a Nazir eats bread soaked in wine, the bread contributes toward the k'zayis, the minimum volume required for chiyav malchus. The Gemara now elaborates on this halacha. Amr b'vo amr b'yechanon, kol yisurin shabay teira ein heter mitzarev l'isr. Chutz me'isr Nazir shahari amr tari mishras. Ordinarily, to be chayiv malchus for a transgression, one must eat a full kezayis consisting of the iser alone. However, if a nazir eats a kezayis of bread soaked in wine, even though there is less than the kezayis of wine in the bread, he is liable for his transgression. This is because in reference to a nazir, the Torah writes, V'chol mishras anavim lo yishta, one may not drink wine that was absorbed into something else. Obviously, as Tesis explains, I'ikka kezayis miyayin luchudei krol omali. One is liable for drinking the shear of wine regardless of whether he drinks it alone or soaked in bread. Clearly, the Torah's intention is to teach heter mitzarev l'iser. The permitted bread is combined with the forbidden wine to achieve the minimum required volume. Similarly, ziri amar af sa'ore bal tektiru. One also transgresses the iser to burn chametz on the mizbeach in the same manner. If one burns one kezayis comprised of both sa'ore and matzah, he is liable, even though the chametz by itself is not a kezayis. The Gemara points out, Keman, Rebbe Eliezer, the Dorish Kol. This is in the accordance with the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. The Pasuk says, Kichol sa'ar v'chol devash lo yisek tiru. And the Braisa derives from here, Einli elukula yimiktsasim minayin tamalaymer kol. There is an ister to burn a kezayis of sa'ar, even if it's not the complete kaimitz. According to Rebbe Eliezer, this is learned from the extra word kol. And so the superfluous phrase kichol teaches us heter mitzarev l'iser. The Rabban, however, deloy darshi kol, do not view the word kol as extra, and so they learn the iser of chatzi kaimitz from the phrase kichol, and therefore they do not have a source for heter mitzarev l'iser. The Gemara asks, ihachi le'in chametz nami. We should learn from the word kol in the pasuk kol machmetzes le'sechelu, heter mitzarev l'iser regarding iser chametz as well. The Gemara answers, enachanami. Indeed, this is the halacha, and the reason Ze'iri spoke specifically of the Isra of Sa'ar, Bal Taktiru, was Lafuki Me'abaya, Dama Yeshak Tar B'Pachas Mekezayis, to refute the opinion of Abaya, who says that one is liable for burning less than the Kezayis. Since Ze'iri says that the Heter can contribute to the Kezayis, Kamash Mulan, the Einak Tar B'Pachas Mekezayis, he clearly requires a full Kezayis. So we have three Isurim to which the principle of Heter Mitzarev L'Isra applies. Isayin L'Nazir, Sa'ar b'val taktiru, iser achilas chametz. The Gemara now quotes a braisa that seems to indicate that we apply the principle of heter mitzarev l'iser regarding other isurim as well. Hamikveh shel truma, v'ashum v'ashemen shel chulin. A cooked cereal made from the grains of truma that was flavored with garlic and oil of chulin. V'nagar tefil yom b'miktsasan pasul es kulan. If a tefil yom touches part of it, the entire portion may not be eaten because it's considered one entity of truma, since the majority of it is truma. However, in the reverse case, mikveh shel chulin v'ashum v'ashemen shel truma, a cereal of chulin that was flavored with garlic and oil of truma, v'naga tefil yom b'miktsasan, le'pasul elamokam agoy, only the part that was touched by the tefil yom is pasul. Now, v'avinan ba, the question was raised, mokam agoy am I pasul? Why doesn't the garlic and oil of truma become nullified in the majority of chulin? After all, as Tesis explains, Midairaisa chad betrayed bottle. Truma becomes nullified in the majority of chulin according to the Torah. V'had the truma b'charu me'ad rabbanahu. The requirement of a 100-to-1 ratio to nullify truma is only midrabbanan. And Rabbi Yochanan answered this question. Hayil v'zar loika le'bekezayis. Since the truma retains its status regarding the issa to be eaten by non-kayin, therefore, as Rashi explains, l'gabi tuma namishim trumala. It also retains its status somewhat regarding truma. And yet, lechamira k'truma atzma livsal kulam, is treated more leniently than real truma, and only the part actually touched becomes pasul. Now, since the truma is only a small percentage of the mixture, the Gemara assumes that the only way to be chayv malchus for eating a full kezayis is if heter mitzarev l'iser, thus demonstrating that this principle is applied universally. The Gemara answers, "My kezayis, the ikka kezayis b'chdechil is pras. There is enough truma in the mixture that it can manage to eat a full kezayis of the truma itself with the Kedei Achilas Pras, the amount of time it takes to eat half a standard loaf of wheat bread. And the Gemara confirms, Achilas Pras, Deiraisihi, this principle is indeed Minat Torah, that one is liable for eating a Kezias of Isser during this time period. Abaye questions this principle from three sources. First, Ihachi, Amai Pligi Rabbana led the Rebbe Eliezer B'Kutach HaBavli. Why would the Rabban hold that there is no malchus for eating the kutach dip, which clearly contains a kezias of chametz within each pras of dip? Rav Dimi answers, Idikar sarf le misraf, bat lo daita etzel kol adam. It's not normally eaten straight, and if he does, he would not be liable for eating a kezias in this manner, because his behavior is considered an aberration, and one is not chayiv for abnormal eating. Imishter koshater le mishkachas kezias bechdei achilas pras. And when eaten slowly as a dip, one does not consume a kezias in this time frame. Abaye continues to cite two brises that seem to indicate that one is not liable for eating a kezias teich kedei achilas pras. Shtei meduches, achas shel truma v'achas shel chulam. Two mortars, one containing truma and the other chulam. V'lefanav shtei kedeirois, achas shel truma v'achas shel chulam, v'naflu elu l'teich elu, and truma fell into one of these two containers, and chulam into the other. Shtei mutaris, shani oimer chulin toy chulin naflu, v'truma toch truma naflu. We assume that the truma fell into the meducha of truma, and everything remains status quo. Similarly, shtei kupois achas al truma v'achas al chulin. If truma and chulin get mixed into baskets of truma and chulin, we say shani oimer and assume that the truma ended up in the basket of truma. In these cases, the potential problem is that one would eat a mixture of truma and chulin. If the issue is a deraisa, how can we assume that everything worked out in a lenient way? The Gemara answers, Hanach l'trumas tavlin d'rabbanani. Only dagan b'tirish, grains and wine, are chayiv in truma min ha'tera. Similarly, Hanach l'trumas b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan. The brisa regarding the two baskets was discussing truma b'zman hazeh, which is only min d'rabbanan, Ulahachi talin and lahakal, the chacham were lenient regarding truma d'rabbanan.